What do I need this for? Now the Eidim, we're talking about back to the Eidim. Once the Eidim are scared so much, maybe they'll say to themselves, for what purpose do I have to say the Eidim altogether? Maybe I'm better off not saying the Eidim at all. So he answered back, no, the Pasuk says, that if you did see Eidim, you know it, and you did not say it, you're over love, lo yagid. In other words, you have to say the Eidim now. We're only scaring you to make sure you can tell the truth. For going when we finish. Maybe you could say now, like the Eidim will say, okay, but for what purpose do we have to come now to be mechayiv him, to say his chayiv misa? Let's leave him alone better. So Mora says, no, the Mishnah says no, and the Pasuk says in Mishlei, when we destroy a Rasha, there's happiness. In other words, if a person deserves to be killed, there's a mitzvah like to kill him, so you should come and say your Eidus. We're only making sure that you're saying emes, you're not lying. But once you're saying the emes, you have a chiyuv to say over the Eidus, and then when Beis Din kills the Eidim, kills the person, there's considered arena. Here, now the Gemara explains, Tana Rabbanan, Kate said movement. What do you mean to say that maybe the person is just guessing or, you know, estimating it? Oimelem, we said to the Eidim, Shemakach Risim, maybe all you saw was like this. Shirots Echo Achachaveru, you saw the way Reuven was running after his friend, the Chub, into a haunted house. And you ran after Reuven. You found Reuven holding a sword. And the blood was dripping down from the sword. And when you saw this other person, Shimon, come out dead there. The murderer, like he was Mefarfif. So we say maybe that's all you saw. In other words, you did not really see the way Reuven killed him. You only saw now the way the person is dead. And the way Reuven is holding the sword. And we tell the Eidim, Imkach Risim, if that's all you saw, Yishno Lo Risim Klum. That's not considered Eidus, with for that alone, you cannot say Eidus that Reuven killed. Tani will learn like this. Omri Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, Ere ben Echoma, I should see a comfort, which really means Lashon of a Shrua here, he meant to say, learn it like Swear, Im Lo Risi Echad, if I did not see one person, Shirots Achachav Ere Lechurba, that he ran after his friend to a ruin. For what Tisi Achav, I ran after him. For Isi Sayyid Biyodai, I saw the way he had a sword in his hand, the dog my metaphtaif, and blood was dripping from the sword. For Yehoroig Mefarfe, and it was a dead person there. The Amartila, I said to him, Rosho, Mihorgo Lazer, who killed this person? Mihorgo Lazer, Oyani, Oyata, did I kill him or did you kill him? In other words, to say, like, I know for sure you really did it, you really killed him. But Yeshua Metshetach said, what can I do? That your blood is not handed over to me. I have no right to have you killed. In other words, I did not see the Eidus. I did not see clearly the way you killed him. Shoyom Rhetoric, as the Torah says, Apishnayim made them Yumasameis. That we kill Eidim, we kill somebody upon the mouth of two witnesses, which means to say, you have to see the action. But here that I did not see the action, I cannot say Eidus. But still, he said over Shimon Metshetach, that Hayadeya Machshavis, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that knows the person's thoughts, Yifram Yosish, he should take revenge upon you. Shara Geschaver, that you killed your friend. Omer was said, that Lezoz Misham, that did not move from there, at Shabo Nachash Vechishai, that a snake came and bit him, Umeis, and the person died. So Mori asked the question, is that right? Fahai ba nochishu, is he a person that's supposed to be killed with a nochish? Is this supposed to be his misa? Rabbi Yosef said, that miyoyim shechorah beis amigdash, afo pisha botla sanhedrin, even though there's no more sanhedrin gedoyla, are bo misas le botlu. But the inyan of killing somebody with dalad misas is not botlu. For the Gemara, like botlu is not botlu, what do you mean? If we do not have the Sanhedrin now, the Sanhedrin does not give the Dalad Mises, so we do not have Dalad Mises today. So what do you mean to say it's not Botlu? So you meant to say, Ela Din Arba Mises Le Botlu. The Din of Dalad Mises is not Botlu. Like Rashi says, Peronius B'dei Shemayim, Hadoim Ela Mises Shechayiv Bo. That Min HaShemayim, they killed the person the way he was supposed to be killed. What does that mean to say? Mishin is chayev skila. Somebody is chayev to be skila, to be stoned. Or in leifu minagag, either minashmein will fall off a roof. Or chayev dor sosay. Or else a chayev wild animal will trample over him. Mishnah is chayiv sreifa, someone is supposed to be burnt, or leifa, but like either will fall into a fire, or nochash machish, or else a snake will burn him with his poison. So the kitzah is only if you chayiv sreifa that a nochash bites you. Now, Mishnah is chayiv hariga, someone is chayiv hariga, so that's herig, he's supposed to be killed with a sword. So, either to be given over to the king, or listen, or else the robbers will come and kill him with a knife. Mishnah chayiv chenek, someone's supposed to be strangled. Oy tadeya benor, either he'll drown in the river, or meisbesar unuchi, he'll die with this type of death of starvation, of suffocation, he'll die. So churi here the churi, the person, he does not deserve to be killed from a nachash. In other words, stama rotzeach is only chayiv sayif with a sword. And here the churi got a misav sreifa with a nachash burning him, so the churi wasn't mechuyav sreifa. Sakam, this person was killed through a type of a sreifa by a nachash. So Mura says, I'll tell you, hahu chet achriti habibay. He had another chet. He did a different aveira. That's for that aveira is chayiv sreifa. And the Yamamah we learned, Mishnah is chayiv shtei misas bed. Let's say somebody did two chatoim and deserves to be killed twice. Shalachu is nidu mechamura. We give him the stronger misa. So also this person deserves sreifa from a different chet. Therefore he received a main sreifa or nachash biting him, and he did not receive something of a sayif, just of a sword. Movement. What does that mean? Bedinah the Foshat, the Gemara says, who do loyam dinan? Is it only Bedinah the Foshat they can't estimate something? Mashmud of Bedinah Mamnes Abdinan, that Bedinah Mamnes you could estimate something. Is that true? So if so, that's Bechun Amishnah, then Keman, Krabacha, Amishnah goes like Abacha. The Tanya run like this. Rabbi Ach Oimer, Gomol Ha'ochor Ben Hagmalim. If you have one camel that's acting a little bit different than other animals, than other camels, he's Ochor, he's like back, which Rashi says means Noishech, he's like biting. Rashi also says, when a Zohar is living with a mate, he's called Ochor. And so one animal is wild there. V'nim so gomel horig b'tzidu, we find a dead animal next to him, a dead camel next to him. The Yadurish is a horger, we know he killed him. So you see, even though you did not see the camel kill, but you have the right to say this animal killed, and therefore will be mechayev the owner. So you see, yigobos umdina b'adim mamnis. So we ask the question, ulatimech, like is that true what you're saying in our Mishnah? The Mishnah says, aid me p'yed. To turn him dinu nefashis, who do I mean? Our Mishnah says that aid mepiyed is no good, but dinu nefashis. So you want to tell me only about dinu nefashis? If you hear only over from an aid, it's no good. However, dinu mamnis amrina, but dinu mamnis, you want to say it is good. For your tanan, we learned all like that. We learned before. In mamar who, if the aid says that who amali, he said to me shani chayv that I owe the money person money shani chayv ish plani, or else amali shu chayv loy. Or else, ish pleini omeli, a person told me, shu chayiv loy, that's called eidim epiyed, liyom akum, it means nothing. Ad shiyayim until the eidim say, that before anyone in front of us, hoido loy, shu chayiv loy, masayim zuz, that the laver admitted that he owes the malva $200. Psalm, what do we see? That even by dinam omnis, the locher is, afagav, tepsilu b'dinam omnis, amrina bu b'dinam afashas. Even though the eidim epiyed is possible by dinam omnis, I mean, still, the Mishnah says here, Dina Nefashis. So it does not mean only Dina Nefashis. Who are Dina Mamnis also is possible. So tell you, Yochanan, here also. Avagad, Dipsila, Dina Mamnis, Arminal, Dina Nefashis. Even though Aymed is possible, Dina Mamnis, the Mishnah happens to be talking about Dina Nefashis. But it could be, who are Dina is possible here and possible there. So there's no clear proof in our Mishnah to Rav Acha, to Rav Acha. It could be our Mishnah also holds that Oymed is possible, but in the Nefashis. Then have a Yodin. We say to them, do you know? Omer of Yehuda, Breid Reb Chiyah. Malamed, it comes to teach us these Sukkim, Shosa, Kain, the Hevel, Ochiv, Chaburus, Chaburus. That Kain, when he went to kill Hevel, he made a lot of different wounds in him, and Psias, a lot of different type of wounds, hits and wounds. Why? Shlehoi Yodei, Nechon, Neshama, Yetzah. Kain did not know how to kill Hevel, did not know how to get his Neshama out of him. Achigila Tavori, and so finally he realized he got to his neck. From Yavyud Ibrahim Rabchia, Miyoim Shapos Chorot Taspia, from this time when the earth opened up its mouth to receive the blood, Vikibalta, Ladomish, Shalevel, and received the blood of Hevel, Shuvla Pischa. From then on it did not open up anymore, the earth did not open up to receive any other blood. Shneva the Pasuk says, Mechna Porot, Zimirois, Shemanot Svila Tzadik, means Mechna Porot, from the Knaf of the Orots, Vloimi Pi Orots. and not from the mouth of the earth. Hey, it's the mouth of the earth. It only says the edge of the earth, but not the mouth of the earth. Mashma, the mouth not open up. Eisvei havakasha, Chizkiah ochiv. Eisvei Chizkiah ochiv. Chizkiah's brother asked a question like this. So the pasuk says, "Vatiftachor," it says, "Pia." They said later on in Ben Midbar, the earth opened up. So Amalei answered back, "Lero pischa, true for the bad, for the korach v'adosei it opened up, but the tevel pischa, for any good, it did not open up anymore. It did not open up." Yeah. The Yom Rav Yehuda bread Rav Chiya, Golus, when the Kayis will have to go into exile, is mechaperis ovoin machza. It mamish it's mechaper on half of a person's averis. Mezlad al kayis sol, any person has to go into golus, it's mechaperis ovoin machza, half of your averis. Mikora. Why? Because the mikora, at the beginning, it says, Voisi novenoi, the kind should be have to wandering around. Well, if says, at the end it says, Vayoshev Boritz Noid. He lived in the land of Noid. Rashi says the Pshat is Shekipulah Golus, because the Golus was Mechaper for him. That's why now he's able to live in the land of Noid. Yeah. Another pasuk says, Omer of Yuda, Golus Mechaperus Shloisha Dvarim. Going into exile is a forgiveness for three things. Shenem the pasuk says, Koyimar Hashem, Hayoshev Bir Hazois. Whoever lives in this city, Yomus Becherif, he will die by the sword, Berov by a famine, Uvadever, and with a plague. Vayoitz, whoever goes out of the city, Benofal, Elakastim, will fall into the Kastim, Hatzor Malechin, will besiege you. Yichye, they will live, Voiseloi, Nafshar Lesholol, and your life, like, will be given over to them as prey. So you see here that what, if they go to Golis, then it will be Mechaper. I will save you from these three things, from Chere, from Rov, and from Dever. Rabbi Yechon says, Golus Mechaperos Alakil. Going into exile forgives you for everything. Shneimar Pasuk says, Koyimar Hashem, Kisvu Esish Hazeh Ariri. Write down this person should go childless. Gever Lo Yesliach Biyomah. The Biyomah will not be prosper in his lifetime. Kle Yesliach Mizari. Won't have any prayer. Won't have any luck. Ish Yoshev Akisei David. O Moshe Loi Yehuda. Or Bosa the Golan, after he went into Golan, this is before he went to Golan, but after he went into Golan, the Pasuk says, after he went into exile, if it says, B'nei Yechon Yosir, B'nei Shal Seal, B'nei Osir, Shibarta Imoi, the Beis HaSurim. That his mother became pregnant in jail. Yeah, Shal Seal, what does that mean? She's a Suel, El. That Hashem like planted him, Shalai Kederach HaNishtolim, not like other people that were planted. What does that mean? Gemiri, Shainisha Misaberis Mumet. The lady cannot become pregnant when she's standing up. And here, over here, he, she became pregnant when she was standing up.